take out that garbage.
Ha! God! Take out that garbage. Yo, welcome to Zazzle's World International. Yeah, I said international, guys. International radio show on Dirty Basement Radio. I am Jessel. Yeah, guys, excuse me. I'm telling you, I'm having a good day. The day is going to start off real bananas. I'm like, woo, woo, woo. Jessel in his house. Oh, man. But this show is going to be like every other show. Bananas. And before we go into how my weekend was, I got to say something to my co-host, the Senior Vice President of Jazz's World International, LLC, the company that is in the place to be. The
I say.
The artfully known as, I know. What's up, Goddess Lake, boy?
I say the goddess has descended, sitting on her throne and ready.
Hey, we make it do what it do when it did it, when it didn't do it, when it be doing it.
Hey, you better know it.
Woo, woo, woo. Oh, man, how was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was great. I had a lot of peace. This is a weekend that my husband goes away, so while he's in training, I get a house to myself. No kids. It's great.
Groovy thing, groovy, groovy. So, I mean, what did you do this weekend, though? I mean,
I slept. I really mean that. Like, I slept. I slept really good this weekend. I got a lot of events coming up, so I'm just catching up on all my rest and everything. You already know the winter's going to be very busy. The fall winter season's going to be very busy for us and very busy for me, so I'm just catching up on a lot of much-needed sleep. But I, although unfortunately I did not go, but I heard that it was amazing this weekend for you.
Oh, the 51st Ward, Family Fun Day and Movie Night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was groovy. It was definitely groovy. Ironically, it was the first event that I did with new partners and our other queens and co-hosts of the show, Yolanda and Keith.
Really?
That we'll be putting them on and putting them in like a hat to a couple minutes or whatever. But it was nice. It was really nice. First community event I have been in a long time, because I kind of fell off, and then with me with the with my little handicaps. That's the words I'm gonna use. I ain't gonna give the enemy no power over my black
behind.
You know
what? Stop giving them power and talk yourself into healing. Power comes from words.
I'm just saying it is what it is. But nevertheless, that's what I'm for our listeners. Our listeners don't know all that, so therefore, when I talk, I don't talk because y'all might know. We got new listeners that just came on board as well in new countries, So that's why I talk in the frame of mind in which I do. So now you know. But nevertheless, it was decent. I saw a lot of old friends. And it was kind of funny. Everybody's like, "Dad, how you doing?" Because people knew about my handicap or my situation or diagnosed. I ain't going to say I got nothing, but what I was diagnosed. Like my doctor said, he's like, "Diagnosed." He's like, "We won't beat this." I was like, you ain't tell me nothing. I don't know. He said, "See, that's how I know you're going to do it." He's like, "You're good." And he's the top in the country. So I know we're making it work. I mean, just had a test and everything, and it was way better than the last one, and that one was better than that one. So it was like, yo, whatever you're doing is doing it. And I'm like, staying away from assholes.
Woo-wee!
But, it was decent. I mean, and, we had fun. I got a new IT, which is Yolanda.
Yes.
So, and then, she's supposed to be fixing my computer, but she did something even better. She's still going to fix it. I know you're listening, Yolanda, because I see you on. I didn't plug in your mic yet. But thank you, my IT. I still gotta get a blue one. And I still need some soap. Oh, we got a first order from myself. Shout out to my boy Mike. And he lives in Chester. His daughter, she won.
Yes.
Which one was it? I'm trying to remember because she won two soaps. She won two soaps. And she won the hair and body butter. No, the hair and body oil, excuse me. I was like, wow. He's like, I got the money. I was like, I don't have the soap that she wants.
Yeah, that's right.
They were saying so bigger. So that was a blessing. And then I got a couple other people. The online thing is like, they're like, I'll tell you, you tell her, and she gives to you, I give to you. She's like, I want to patronize y'all guys, but I ain't all that. I don't know, some people are leery about the online stuff because, like I said, they had that
of course
instance things, you know what I mean? They didn't did stuff or put their card on there. And one person was like, they kept they whatever they ordered, it was supposed, like, they tried it once, they declined it, they still was taking Witchacom, you know what I mean? Like, I guess it was like a monthly thing. They was paying monthly for a service, and they didn't want no more and declined it, but they kept on taking it off the card or whatever. So I was like, hey, I mean, I can't get mad at you. Well, we'll do it. I mean, we won't do it regardless. Thank you for the patronizers. You know what I mean? You tell me what it is, I have to just write, or text me or write it down, and then I'll take it, write it down to Yolanda. Yolanda make it, Tiki, hook it up, whatever, and then bang, bang, they bring it to me, I bring it to you, you bring the money, I give it to them. We going to do it, it's going to be like pigeons, I don't give a damn. We got it.
I know, that's right.
We go hard. We're going to go hard.
Some of that cashmere. I got to get me some of that cashmere. I got some cashmere on the
deck. I got a surprise for her because I kept one of them oils for myself. I'll be cashmere. They be like, what you smelling like, girl? Why are you smelling me?
Mm-hmm.
They was like, damn.
Yes.
Oh, I'm like, my neck, yo. They're like, Jazz, I'm playing. What you got on? That's not. Like, come here, shoot. I'm like, nah. Hey,
and
come
I
here, girl.
A little commercial as well. That was hilarious.
Oh, I know. Look, we got some more. We have to do some more. I ain't even put it on YouTube yet. That's why, and that's what I've been messing with. Weekend was mainly Saturday. I did that. Then I hung out. I hung out with the cougar and Kiki and Yolanda for a minute. Yolanda had to handle some business.
Oh, she got you.
And, I met one of the legends of one of the top and first black owned motorcycle companies. You know what I mean? So that was a thing. He know my uncle and my mom's brother. Like my uncle said this past. They all was in that same thing. Like the Mars boys. Shout out to all my uncles. In the afterlife right now, they were very humble, but of course, if you mess with them, and our OG, it's a crazy horse, knew who they was, you know who they are. Shout out Mo Chink, my other uncle. But it was definitely I had fun, and it just got I felt a lot better about things. Because Sunday was my mom's birthday, but it was the anniversary of the first time I shot. So it was like, that's what I be thinking about sometimes. And shout out to her mom's birthday. was on Saturday as well. And shout out to my man Twiz, because his birthday was Friday. That's one of my childhood friends, one of my best friends, like a brother. I ain't had no friends for real, but like a brother. And shout out to him too. But it was so nice. It's so nice. I was getting together with the computer and just putting things together, because with me, I got so much social media. I'm like, damn, I got five emails. I'm like, this is some boo. And I had to put all up on there. And then our LinkedIn. I'm almost at 14,000. I'm almost at 14,000 on LinkedIn. Then I got Alignment. That's another business. You guys want to definitely check that out. I'm advertising y'all for free. I will be calling them after I get off of here.
Absolutely.
And that's another social media I'm on. Then I think it's like five Facebooks I have.
Yeah, just about.
And then it's YouTube. Well, a lot of stuff is the company too. It ain't just myself. I just started it. I'm just the catalyst. Even I just use my name because I've been in the game for like since I was 13, so you know what I mean. And I'm in my late 40s, so that's all y'all need to know. Y'all need to be behind people. Like, but shout out to all my countries. I'm loving y'all guys. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you.
Absolutely.
There's blessings coming everywhere. We're gonna do something a little different today. What we usually do is we have guys do a freestyle before we take a little break real quick. But we might just do something a little different. I don't know.
You could, but I'm always at the ready.
Yeah, we just do something different.
Well, what you gonna do? Because you called him.
I'm looking for a master plan. Just looking for a master plan. Well, we're about to take our break right now, and this is one of my favorite songs right here, and this is by our own goddess called Creator, and we'll be right back on Jazz's World International.
I say.
And it is in his image, and he lives. And he forth came the most beautiful creature that man had ever seen. And he brought this creature that he had caught to see what he called. And he said, "Woman, for out of a man you come the womb of a man." And then the bloodline started, for he had Cain, Seth, and Abel. And Cain was wrought and killed Abel, and his blood brought out to God, so God cursed his head and sent him abroad, where he found his wife in a land called Nod. And from that birthline of Cain was he cursed to be the man on his ground, because of the snake in the ground, and he talked to me. But because God had not given her the charge, she didn't do anything. But when she gave her the fruit to her husband, he obeyed and he ate. And oh my God, their eyes were opened then. And cursed shall be the snake, which is the serpent. Cursed shall be the woman's womb. Childbirth shall be the most unbearable thing. But God still has mercy. So he gave us the freedom to choose. And from all of these lines of death came the bloodline of the most powerful force known to man, able to inflict change, cause wars, kill people, was the birth of Yahshua the Lord. From the bloodline of Joseph came Yahshua the Lord. All that captivity, God said, "This is my story of creation."
Do you have it? The creator of God.
Yes, yes. I say.
True indeed, true indeed. Before we get off today, though, you guys, I definitely have two of our other artists, Real Vocals, and as well as we have a new premiere from Reds. My first lady and president of Jazz with Roy International. I got a right hand and left hand and shit. Oop, and stuff. That's how geek I am. Mm-hmm. See me, I didn't
you get one today.
Adjective.
I got you, T. I'm keeping track today.
All right. Damn, yeah. right now, we have CC Essentials in the house. First up, Yolanda. What's up, y'all?
You're a little happy today.
Y'all are funny, man.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Hi everyone.
Hello,
Jonathan. How was your weekend?
Weekend was busy. You tired as I am?
I know that's right.
First of all, we're trying to keep up and find Jazz and trying to coordinate stuff, so that was a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, because we had a lot of surprises.
Absolutely. My weekend was great. I had fun with everyone, even with my grandson. But y'all, look, Jazz didn't share. Yolanda, Jazz didn't share.
You ain't share, Jazz?
Huh?
You didn't share any of it?
You said what?
You didn't
share
any
what?
Of it? The line?
Share what?
Oh, okay. I'm going to stop by your house with my wife.
Hey, what did I supposed to share?
What did I give you? You drank the whole bottle of wine. Ooh. I ain't even tried it.
I don't know. I don't know who that would be. I'm going to give that to the wrong person.
You to the wrong person? Okay.
For real, Jess? Oh, sorry.
That must have gave it to Jazz O. Williams.
Oh,
that
is. No, you didn't.
Keanu, put your sneakers on.
Y'all gave
me
the
Jazz O'Williams. Oh,
hold on.
I'm only 2.5
seconds away for this one.
Y'all know I got six other people in my head.
That's all right.
I go to
Norah's.
Yeah,
Who don't know she's a damn neurologist?
Yeah. We are caring with ourselves.
Oh,
I got six other people that want to drink, too.
Well, you always thought that you got good. Six people in your head. Shit, we got 30 people in our heads. Don't play with me.
Wasn't at least good? Because I didn't try
it. I say I got six people in my head. I didn't tell you how many people at every single six person got. Now think about that. You got 30 people. I got six people in my head,
right,
and they got six people. And the six people in their head got six people, and the people in their head got six people. So you're 30 and multiplied.
You lined up.
Swift?
Yes.
But guess who
yes.
stuff he was drinking?
Was he drinking mommy?
He was drinking the Cougar's wine.
Oh,
well,
this
she
is.
Oh, Lord.
Hi,
Mama.
How are you, sweetheart?
The Cougar wine is now going to be showcased with Jazzle wine. Yeah, Jazzle wine is going to. We're about to come up with a crazy name. And, Oh, Cougar, tell him, do you remember the name we came up with?
Yes, CWCC.
I need to
say
that one
more
time.
Let me get it out. Y'all got to excuse her for 1 second. Go ahead.
It's called the movie CWC.
Wait, what was it?
No, say it again. All our listeners.
Right.
It's called Groovy's CWC.
Big bang, bang, bang by Groovy One. That CWC gonna have you wee.
I'm getting too good.
Yeah, because it had you that way because you didn't want to share yours, so I shared mine.
Yeah, he was still me dirty, y'all. He did me dirty. I told you I was gonna talk about you. Told you.
Ooh,
I want the tea. I want all the tea.
I am so glad I was not a witness. I am so glad.
Because
Yolanda
would have took the whole jar. Boom.
Well, see, now I can't pick sides because I would have been right here in the corner with Jazz speaking of glass.
Can't help
as
Jazz on this one,
running
sweetie.
Around.
Yeah,
okay,
we were running around. It was beautiful.
I'm about to start pushing Paul buttons.
Because he was drinking that wine.
It's not like he's still drinking that wine,
Mama. Yep. Good show, but you will not be speaking on the show today. I'm about to push some buttons.
You're so crazy.
Hold on. But I'm glad. Look, we did have fun, and I just want to say it to you guys. I want to say thank you because it definitely got me over a hump. And once again, I'm gonna say it to you since you're on now, Yolanda. Thanks for the computer, Kiki. Thanks for the hospitality. You too, Cougar. Just the love and everything, because I do be feeling little funny sometimes around that time because I told you, even though it's my mom's birthday, that's the blessing to have my mother here. But I always think about, damn, the first time I got shot, things of that nature, and my brother's not here, and I'm the only one, and things of that nature. I'm a physical being, so, you know what I mean? And y'all just, and I felt so good because I didn't feel like I was by myself. I mean, my sister was here. Even my sister went out, I think, was it Friday? Yeah, my sister went out Friday, and I stayed and chilled with my mom. And, that was, like, my sister, she don't go out a lot. She do a lot for my mom, so. That's one of the things that I'm talking about as far as me doing what I do. It ain't about me. It's about family. Like, you got grandkids and stuff like that. Everything I'm doing is about us. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got grandkids. You got kids. We're going to set up trust funds for our grandkids. We're going to set up trust funds for my nieces and nephews. Your kids.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Your kids. Red's kids. Real vocal. Me and which going to talk. Last night, for I don't know how, like, I was Hood Star. We're going to be going to different countries soon, different cities soon. I'm supposed to be going, God willing, keep our fingers crossed and definitely pray for them. I'm supposed to be going to Canada. We're supposed to be picking up a dog, but it's going to be like a road trip with a couple of my homies that I grew up with that's, like, really in my corner that really support me, like, yo, dude, I'm proud of you. Keep on doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? I had to get rid of a lot of people, just as y'all did. You know what I'm saying? God removed a lot of people out of life and put us all together, and it's time for us to reap what we sow and do what we're supposed to do.
I say.
Remember, he said he always positions us. He'll position you where he wants you to be. And it may not be when you're ready for it.
Exactly.
When he positions you, you got to jump.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So I just got a new client today doing, like, some, like, grooming. I washed the dog and gave it worm medicine and gave it a flea and tick bath after I washed and brushed them and clipped the hair down and everything and put the flea and tick stuff on solution for the 30 days and everything. And she was referenced to somebody else, one of her girlfriends that comes to me. And I gave her the the body butter, and took a picture with her. And she's and she has the dog with her. I was like, yeah, I got two for one. CC Essentials, Jazz's Dog Training Academy, and then she's gonna model for us.
Okay.
I was like, yo.
I'm a beast. I love this. Y'all just don't even know I love this. It's like I'm back.
Motherfathers. Yes.
We
had a ball, though.
Mm-hmm. Off the easy. But what we do is, since it's August, like I said, we ain't gonna have long show. Cause on September, then we doing straight 2-hour shows, and we got a lot of guests coming. I got a lot of homies in the industry that's been like, dude, I'm. Hey, y'all, it's about to go down. A couple of TV shows that you guys, I'm gonna set it up. A lot of people want to do stuff with me, but what I did was I'm gonna set it up for you guys to do, and then like CC Essentials as well. Y'all gonna be in a couple hair salons, like. Before I went to Delaware, my last three girlfriends had hair salons. Then I used to do all the hair shows. I'm like a legend when it comes to the hair shows. Like, from all over. Chicago, Atlanta, like, I'd have been everywhere with them hair shows. You know what I mean, AC, New York, wherever. DC, Baltimore, Virginia. I went all, and won a lot of them. So it was like, that whole avenue was like for the taking. So we're going to be putting CC Essentials in there. The Poppy store on my block. I'll be talking to them soon, as well as I got a couple more that might be putting CC Essentials in there. So
we're going to rock out.
Me and my god brother, Tim, we're going to do a couple more commercials because we did that on a spare. I think we're going to do it and tighten it up some more. He was like, I'm smelly. I was like, yo, come on, hold on, I'm going to tape it. He was like, yo, come on. And he was down with it. I was like, yo, anybody
that's split. That was crazy.
And Jazz, and I was like, yo, you're stupid. I listened to it like 4 or 5 times before I even called you because I kept on laughing.
He looked like he rolled down like a condom. Remember he rolled down the soap? He gonna roll down the like a pack of condoms. I said, what the? Oh, yes.
I don't know what size the brother is, but I'm just
just gonna go with the Magnum. But the way he had it, he didn't see the soap, and then he just flipped that joint there like, yeah, I'm saying, I don't know the brother size, I ain't trying to worry about it, but just he just flipped that joint like a Magnum, like,
oh,
protect yourself.
Oh,
I can't wait for the
himself.
Horse to come up behind him.
Oh, oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay, you're hilarious.
Then we had the event. I had to force a couple of men to put the oil on. I started talking crazy stuff. I was like, man, you know you want to put that oil on. Just try it. It was fun. We had a great weekend. Y'all, we was laughing. But I'm still thinking about that commercial.
A lot of those ladies,
I watched that commercial 8 times back to back. It was so funny. I couldn't stop pressing play.
Hold on. I got a bone to pick with you and Jazz. Y'all know Cashmere is my signature scent. I had to think about this. That's my signature scent.
Well, I'm not getting it for me.
You have to get another one.
You hungry. I got you.
Right.
Oh, well, she's like,
so you addicted now. She addicted. Oh.
He was. She
addicted.
Yeah.
No, look. It was your signature. It was
my husband.
What'd you say, Jazz?
It was your signature.
It's still my signature. It ain't yours.
So they're not.
We took that, so we doing commercials. Cashmere. Cashmere.
Yeah, that cashmere gets you. And that's what he had on the commercial, y'all. He did use the cashmere
joint
like it was a condom. That was cashmere. That was cashmere. Was that cashmere, Jazz, that he had in his hand?
Yeah,
what do you think it was?
Either cashmere or opium.
Oh, that's a, see, that's what he is.
No,
because
that's the only one that the dudes like. Cashmere, everything else is fruity like Pofino. Cashmere and lemon.
It is not cashmere.
My hood wearing nothing else but some cashmere and some lemongrass. I got a cashmere coat. Southern Pete.
All right, so.
Because, right, we're not doing that. We're not doing
that.
Let me handle this. It's cashmere. Buy oil, cashmere, and they like it. Nope.
It wasn't all cashmere in the body oil, though. See?
The majority was cashmere that I had. The ones I had were cashmere.
So how many you said? How many you said for yourself?
The ones I had. I'm talking about when she brought it over the other day. You wasn't even with her. See, you in violation of Tina Cole Dad's fine now. 4-8. But because, right?
See him when
hold
he
on.
Sees the samples. He's like a little kid going through all the samples.
What'd you say, Yolanda? I didn't hear you.
I look like who? You get the samples, you go through them like a little kid trying to look at everything.
You know he knew. He got to see.
Y'all gotta understand. Like it's because when you see the people, or you giving it to people, and these people I know, or people I haven't seen in a long while, and then you give it to them. And they look, or they smell, or they read the content, and you see it, all I think about is God. That's why I be like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, yo, this stuff.
You was not thinking about God, the blood of Jesus. You was not thinking about God putting on that cashmere. No, you not.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is a praise for you know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I said about my, he said, dude, don't stop for nobody, for mommy, daddy, niecey, nobody, and I never stop.
Okay.
And it makes me excited. So that's what it is. Like on the real tip, like we can laugh and joke, but I'm just being serious because it's like y'all just don't know. Y'all blessing to me as much as y'all think I am a blessing to you. It's just like damn, dude. And you see people, and they come humble, or they was like, "Yo, you got any more flyers?" Or y'all don't even understand what's going down. I done gave people flyers and they done ran off their own copies of flyers. They ain't never meet y'all. And they done took the flyer and putting it in their jobs and stuff like that. No samples.
But we did
that's
start
why
networking, Jess.
It's no, it ain't about that. Just listen to what I'm saying. I don't give a damn. They'll see you eventually. It ain't got nothing to do with that. But I'm saying people making moves that never actually mature. You know what I'm saying? That's how you know this thing is supposed to happen. They ain't seen me in maybe a year or so, or a couple years. I'm like, yo, what you doing? I'm like, yeah, da 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 da. They're like, oh, run, give me that. I got you. And they spending their own money promoting a product that they never even saw for real. All they saw was the flyer, because I ain't had no more. That's real. That's family. That's why I said I don't have no friends. You family. Oh. If I see somebody a friend, y'all watch his ass.
Right.
Because he all right. But if he gets the opportunity, he gonna do what he got to do for him on some sneaky stuff, not for the whole.
You know,
best
friends, we
watch
twice.
Don't do that. Don't
that's
do
right.
That. That's
right.
You lying to
her?
Yeah.
No. She called me her little chihuahua, but this girl.
Yeah.
I can't even get to sit out because she know me. That's why I say you lied to her. Don't try it, whoever he is. If he ever tells us that, don't try it. That's all I'm saying. I'm a nice person.
All right. Well, this is right now. I'm going to have to make a phone call. I need y'all to calm it down real quick because I'm about to call. Miss. The Real London, that's the new client I was just telling y'all about. And I told her I was going to call her, so I'm gonna call her right now, see if she answers the phone. And we're going to have some fun, because I see Mr. Raw from Dirty Basement Radio Show is in the house.
Oh, you
definitely
my brother from another end.
I need to finish what I'm saying, then because he's going to come on. That's why Roll is dear. Check your rhyme, yes. But let me make this call real quick. All right, y'all.
Hello.
Hello, is this the Real London? Hello. Look at her. She hung up. She put her. She hung up. Like, hello? What the hell? Hold on, we're going to do it again. If not, we're going to. Like, is this a real one?
That's prank calling on the radio.
So what? We having fun. I'm going to prank a couple people anyway.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, this is Jazzo. Yes, this is Jazzo. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Look at it. She hung up again.
That means she don't want to talk to you.
That's how old it is.
Listen, she don't want to talk to you. She said, don't call her phone no more.
No, she don't know the number. Remember, the number is way different.
She's supposed to know your name, though. Yes.
No, she hung up before then.
You said hello to Jazzo. She said click.
Hello, is this Mr. Raw?
You already know who it is when you hear that sound and how it's going down. Mr. RAAW, representative for the Tuesday show, Dirty Basement affiliate for over 20 years, is in the building. How's everybody doing? How is everybody doing?
Oh, well.
It's
everybody
good
is
line.
Good.
I ain't gonna hang up. I ain't gonna hang up like that young lady. And she knew you was calling. She knew you was calling. You know what I'm
saying? You say what?
She knew you was calling. She knew you was calling. Why she acting Hollywood? She knew you was calling.
I just met this sister.
She know that international name Jazzo. Come on now. Come on.
No, she hung up before. That's why I must call back again. I must call back again. Be like, look. I'd be like, this is Huffman. How does it move? I'm like, what is your name?
Oh, no.
I'm telling you.
You want me to start cursing you out?
Don't
talk about y'all. Y'all be talking real hood on his ass.
Oh, no.
All right, call her again. Call her back, then. Mr. Rogers, call her back.
I'm about to have fun now.
Y'all about to get her cousin Tyrone.
Oh, no. I'm hitting the mute button.
This is real.
I'm about to have
fun. She can say whatever she wants. This is Blog Talk.
Right.
Let's have fun.
Go ahead, Jazz. Right, go ahead, Jazz.
Hey, Jazzo.
I'm about to call somebody. Y'all, I need y'all to shh. I have to cut all y'all off.
I'm on mute. I'm hitting mute.
Y'all gonna hit mute, all right? I'm gonna hit mute on all y'all. I'm like, click. Like, I'm doing the show by myself. Today's show is about handicapped cats.
Oh, shut up.
We love when your narcissism happens.
Cat. Do he limps on one leg? Let me tell you what this is.
Yeah, I limp on one leg.
You ain't a handicapped cat. You ain't a handicapped cat, too.
Who
all right, then, come on. We're going to have fun.
Call her. Call her back.
Nice. No, I'm calling somebody else.
Oh, you leave me the hell alone.
What I do? Y'all messing up my little... I'm about to quit, y'all. Shoot, she might have been... Let me see this. We gonna call. I'm just gonna call people. Damn.
Hello.
What's up, Albert?
Hello.
Alfred Harris.
Yeah.
It's Alfred Harris. You have won $1 million.
Yes.
Like, no, it's that. You on Jazz's World?
I know
what
you,
film.
Jazz. What's up?
Man? We got everybody on here. I just wanted to give you a shout out real quick. What's good?
I just got up here too. Trying to get comfortable.
I know you did. Well, say hi to everybody. This is my brother Alfie that you looking out for me.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Alfie.
How you doing?
I'm all right. And yourself, love?
Doing well.
So you gonna go shopping in the morning, Jazz, and get your grub on, get your cook on.
Oh yeah, we definitely doing that. We doing that tomorrow. It's like all the brothers on my block. We always get together and I cook. You know what I mean, I might buy some stuff. I might buy something or we had.
Yeah, everybody get a day.
Yeah, you know what I mean, and I'm bang bang bang. So. Tomorrow we doing, what are we doing? We doing shrimp tomorrow, right?
Right, exactly.
So we're going to have fun. We're going
to
be...
my job to bring me a plate.
I was about to say the
no,
same
we ain't bringing
y'all
none.
Oh,
we
yay.
Ain't bringing y'all none.
Hang up.
Nope, that's it. We
ain't
going
to
say
it. Yeah, we
ain't
going to say
it. Hey, God,
we on 53rd and Greenway, right
between
Willard and Chester
Avenue.
Right between Willard and Chester Avenue. In King's
hey, Raw, I see your address.
Hey, look, Yolanda got it. We're going to be like the one like, where my cornbread at?
He can't hear
my
cornbread.
Yeah, he can't hear my cornbread. We come to take y'all shrimp. We ain't scared.
Town, bro, you coming down 95
y'all
tomorrow, right?
I bet you I get
seven
shrimp.
Years of culinary school, don't be.
Don't sleep on them. You better know about my family and these hands and that cooking with me.
Hold on. You said whatever you cook, you can cook it.
Tyra, ain't nobody say nothing. Tyra, I'm talking to your brother.
No. I heard you, sweetie. I wouldn't doubt you. I got seven sisters myself, and I'm the only boy.
No, right. I wasn't playing fried rice with my sauce.
We all could get together, have some wine in the cook-off. That sounds nice.
Yeah, that was.
Well, Jazz don't share nobody wine, so we got to bring our own.
That's cool, too. We all can go shopping and just hit the kitchen.
And then he went
we all go
shopping and then hit the kitchen. That's some tricky. You know your brother wasn't even going to take my own brother, my mother wine. My sister gave him a bottle, his sister too. He drunk all the wine and told me he got mad at me. He didn't want to share that cornbread.
No. He said you could have his cornbread, meet him in the yard for that. Had him walking back, talking about something. He's jangling.
Now you want, oh Lord. No. That commercial, he was like, hi. You know that little cricket commercial would be like, hi, bye.
Okay, when is cook off happening? Because I'm tasting.
Yeah, I'm on that too. When is cook off? When are we going to do the cook off, y'all?
Yes. Everybody quiet, yeah. Man.
The show is about to go off. We're coming to the end of the show. It was nice knowing you guys.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't have no love for us. Because he ain't cornbread. Sorry.
You just had your cornbread has mold on it or something. Now we can't have somebody else's cornbread.
Nope.
At the present time, for you will be on me. At the present time, for y'all will be. It will be me and Mr. Ross on this segment.
Mr. Ross, when are we gonna have this cook-off? Yes.
I'm no stranger to the kitchen. I really do.
I said we're gonna have the cook-off.
Oh, I don't know. I'm all the way to Miami. Where you guys at?
That's your field.
Yeah, we got to do some freezing and UPS sending. Because there ain't no way we're going to be in the same place at the same time.
Now, that means we got to get on planes and get on and come to the location. What you talking about?
Yep. Planes, trains, and automobiles. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
All right, baby. And you thought I'm Miami. I'll be on that.
Yeah.
You say, Jazz, you take out and give me a fork and a plate, and I'm going in.
Yes, yo,
I am.
Yo.
That's all I'm bringing, a fork and a plate. It would be justified.
Yeah.
I'm in the kitchen.
Nobody can tell what dish they making.
Oh no, it's even better. I ain't got to tell you. Okay.
Exactly. How we gonna do it is each person make a dish, but nobody knows what that person cooking. And we are sitting all at the table and
Wait a minute. I said I was the designated tester, but now you try to set me up because if I don't know what I'm eating, what?
You gonna eat and cook?
My stomach need a disclaimer form. I'm gonna send out the disclaimer that I don't eat pork and beef. So.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'm
with you.
That's fine.
Cool. That's fine. I still got it.
I'm vegan. We good.
Big
okay,
booty Judy
cool.
Don't play in the kitchen.
Cool.
I'm not cooking.
Wait a minute.
I am not cooking. You are cooking.
Don't force it on me.
I plan on having my own fucking bed.
Y'all all gonna be cooking. We all gonna cook something. We gotta cook something exotic. This is how it's gonna go. Everybody gonna cook something exotic. All right, Kiki, you gonna cook the alley cat around the corner.
I got it.
You won't catch the neighbor's squirrel.
Don't you do that on air. No, you're not. I'm eating. I'm not cooking. The
you're
going to
get the pit bull. You're going to get the pit bull across the street from you, the black one.
Mr. Raw's going to cook the vegetables too. Vegetables too.
Mr. Raw already won.
Yeah.
Everybody else want to give me half of Mr. Royal, but I'm down for it.
Or jerk chicken.
He won. I'm going to say jerk chicken. Nope, him won.
We have a going night. We have a going night. You understand? All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I would be nice enough to cook some oxtails for you, although I don't eat it.
Yes.
I
hear.
That's exactly what you said.
I'm not sharing.
That's what I'm cooking.
You teased me with that.
That's a teaser.
He was okay. About to mute and start dancing.
You had me crip sitting.
He said crip sitting.
Where you going, Raw?
Raw, where you going? Doing the crip dance. I ain't going nowhere. You had me crip sitting. You had me doing the crip dance in the feet. Yeah. Can I ask a question? Who was on the show with me last week when we were talking about men and women?
That's me. It was me and Key.
That's right. How y'all doing?
I'm doing well.
Fine.
Good.
I was more common on your show, right?
I still want to comment on it.
I got to comment.
I appreciate that. Hey, you do, because we always leave a woman's point of view. You know, a woman's point of view is what's needed.
Well, I'm kind of partial to the male view. He said he wanted to hear a woman's point of view. But I'm kind of partial to the male view, being that I was raised by a man. I didn't have my mother, so my view is I kind of got shown how to be a woman by a man. And I see the difference in, like, my friends where they had their moms. They're a little bit more softer, you know, they're a little bit more emotional than I am. And I'm kind of just like, no, get it done, you know, and I'm more concise when I do things, so... There's a difference. So if you flip that and you go into the dating world, I'm not looking at it from the normal woman's perspective. I'm looking at it almost like a man's perspective. I don't want to know what I could do for you only. I want to know what you could do for me too. It's not just a take and a give for me. It's a what are we going to do? It's a partnership. So when I'm coming into the relationship, I'm not looking at your outside. I'm looking at your brain.
I can definitely relate to that and respect that because, you know, like we were talking about, you know, the attraction, the animalism, you know, it's like, you know, once we see something we like and we look at it and it's like, okay, that's the initiative that makes us get closer to finding out what else this person has to offer. How do they think? What's their points of view? Are they ignorant? Are they naive? Are they, you know, sarcastic? Are they pessimistic? Is the things that come
absolutely
after you get a chance to actually talk to them. But that physicality, like whoever, whoever's named Big Booty Judy, that's already
Big
that's
Booty
already
Judy
gonna be like, you see, that right
Big
there.
Big Booty Judy, you was, wait a minute, hold on, excuse me, it's Barbara. Yolanda, baby, big sister, I love you.
Yes, my darling sister, how may I help you?
Big Booty Judy on the Big Booty Judy on the line. Go ahead, Raw.
I'm listening to your conversation.
You just absorbing. That's what it is. But
exactly.
You know, it was funny. It's funny because that's going to be. I mean, Jazzo, help me out. Tell me if I'm sounding wrong. Once I hear Big Boy Judy, I'm looking to see what that come with. Is that fries go with that shake?
Yo,
you know.
Well,
yeah,
you
got
a hunch. So look, I'm about to help you.
Mind your business.
I'm about to help you. It's a flat. Flat back. Bing. Then it's like a. It's like oh Lord, his is like booty. Like look. We
yeah,
you can the wine, right? Put the wine on the foodie.
I got a wagon I'm dragging, so I ain't even gonna laugh at you, Yolanda.
Wow.
You can put eight cups on your line, but not one of them will fall.
No,
you ain't got it. We're going to put
the
wine in.
No,
Kiara,
you are not talking about
booties.
No.
I have a butt.
No, she ain't.
I have no butt. I don't have
no, you ain't.
No.
Yolanda got a butt for everybody on this radio show.
What you say?
The first thing I'm going to say is you can reach me.
And it's perfect.
I want to see some pictures. You can reach me.
He said, I'm reaching. Big Booty,
raw,
you better go reaching. Get the reaching.
Raw for life. Raw for life at Gmail. And don't be
day.
Look,
grown.
He's dead serious. He's trying to get some
flicks. He's real serious. But that is so true because once a woman kind of labels herself, and if you put it out there, that's the first thing a man thinks about. And my father always told me, he said, a man knows within the first 10 to 20 minutes of a conversation with a woman whether she's wife material.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But the streets raised me, so I've been around men all my life. My mom a gangster, so I don't know what to say. How am I, be honest.
How are you as what?
As a person. Like, you heard God's story, but me, you know me. And my sister, how am I? I don't know.
You're my sister. That's how you
are. No, I'm like rough. I'm feminine rough, right? No, I'm just feminine. Yeah.
I mean, we all have our times to be soft, but when it's time to be hard and crack a skull, that's going to happen too. You know,
now, yeah,
so
you really gonna say that nice? Y'all don't believe it because she's saying it all nice and on the radio.
You're trying to do it in perspective here. You're trying to do it the way, you know, everybody gonna understand. If you gotta be soft, you gotta be soft. You gonna be feminine, you gonna be feminine. But when it's time somebody to step to pop off, we all gonna pop off.
That's fact. I don't fight, girl. I'm scared of the bug. So what are you talking about? No, she know. Jazz, and Jazz know when his dog put his slob on me. I like the with bugs and slimy stuff.
Hilarious.
I got a phobia. I'm a phobia. That's a phobia, and I'm not gonna lie to y'all. So if y'all ever try to put some slime on me, a bug on me, I'm a trip out. I'm
now, why
honest.
Would you tell the people what to do?
I don't give a damn
because
they got us. They can try it. But the reaction is not
right. All right. This ain't Dr. Phil. We can keep on talking about this crap.
Oh,
you got
goodness.
Bugs. I'm pretty depressed.
I want to get in the conversation.
Then you got people from different countries. Bugs and stuff on you, girl. Leave that alone. We're going to take a break right now and come. And we're going to talk to Kiki and her bugs. Yo, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for listening. We ain't going nowhere. I need to be quiet. We're going to take a break right now. And we're going to come back and we're going to finish this topic of the bugs and common sense and all kind of booties and things of that nature. But right now we're going to take this break and come back. We're going to play the game, Dreams, right here on Jazz's World International on Dirty Basement Radio. And we'll be right back with Big Booty Judy.
Coma 2001, about the same time Dre dropped 2001. 3 years later, the album is done. Aftermath presents Nigga With An Attitude, Volume 1. Rap critics politicking, wanna know the outcome. Ready to die, reasonable doubt and doggy style in one. I feel like Pac after the Snoop Dogg trial was done. Dre behind that G-Series and All Eyes On Me. I watched the death of a dynasty, so I told Vibe magazine. Working with Dr. Dre was a... I had visions of making a classic. Then my world turned black, like I was staring out of Stevie Wonder's glasses. It's kinda hard to imagine, like Kanye West coming back from his fatal accident to beat making and rapping. But we the future. Whitney Houston told me that, and it's gonna take more than a bullet in the heart to hold me back.
Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, left eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye and
I brought you all my dreams.
Dreams of fucking an R&B bitch like Maya. When I saw that ass on the front of that King, read the article in the magazine. She loved gangsters, loved nasty things. So I'm in the glass house having nasty dreams. Good girls never give it up, but anything is possible. If 50 fuck Vivica, hurdle life's obstacles, found my way through the maze. The joy turned to pain like Frankie Beverly and Maze. Used to dream of being unsigned hype, till I was crushed by Dave Mays. Almost let my pen fall asleep on the page. Daydreaming yesterday, dozing off backstage. I thought I saw Easy talking to Jam Master J. So I walked over, heard Jam Master say, it's a hard knock life, then you pass away. They say sleep is the cousin of death. So my eyes wide open, cause the dream is kin to your last breath.
Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, left eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye
and I brought you all my dreams.
The dream of Huey Newton, that's what I'm living to. The dream of Eric Wright, that's what I'm giving you. Who walked through the White House without a business suit? Compton had Jerry Curl dripping on Ronald Reagan's shoes. Gave Michael in my demo, came here to pay my dues. Started off with Who Kid, then I start blazing clue. It was all a dream like Big said it be. Don't sleep on me, homie, I bring nightmares to reality. Rap phenomenon, defying the rules of gravity. Studied all the classics, start revising my strategy. Cause Marshall Mathers made it, Curtis Jackson made it. Head in the clouds, wondering where the hell Marvin Gaye went. How do I say this? I'm living for my son, but I can't figure out why I'm at my temple with this gun. Wake up to a Jesus piece like a Catholic nun. The war to be a rap legend has just begun.
Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, left eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye
and I brought you all my dreams.
Dedicated to Yetunde Price, the sister of Venus and Serena Williams, who was slain during a gang shootout in Compton, Sunday, September 14th, 2003. Rest in peace.
And there you have it, Dream Body Game. Welcome back to Dazzle's World International on Dirty Basement Radio. Oh, we have the queen, the goddess. Then we have the Nubian beauty queens, Elan and Kiki. And we have the Cougar and House. The Cougar, the added-on edition. And starting in September, guys. Cougar, me and the Cougar are going to be doing, we're going to be doing a little skits. We're going to have a segment on the show where y'all guys can call in, and we're going to have fun. We're going to tighten up. Right now, all through August, you call in, send your music, and just be a part of this family, and we're going to have fun in August, but we're going to, everything's getting tightened up. We got so many guests. I got so many brothers and sisters I know from the industry that's going to be on here, and we're going to help artists, we're going to help entrepreneurs, philanthropy, we're going to do some mentoring. Also the 24th in Philly, I'll be cooking at one of my god sisters' barbecue, and y'all guys can come out and see CC Essentials at that event. Then I just got another event the 31st of August. We're going to be giving away book bags on 51st and Springfield. And CC Essentials will be also out there as well, where y'all can come take pictures and do what y'all do. We about to hit the city and go crazy with it. As well as check out Goddess on SoundCloud. Check out Real Vocals on SoundCloud. Check out Red on SoundCloud. And if you need somebody on your mixtape, Hoodstar. You know what I mean? You can go to Hoodstar 365 Mixtape Series. All right? And holler at me. And thank y'all for so much support. I definitely got to give a shout out to Jason Shepherd, our brand ambassador from Trinidad. Thank you, bro. And I know you're coming up here soon. Your born day is in September, as well as we have a couple of other guests that's come from different countries and things of that nature. I like saying secrets, but I got to code this one in. We have a couple of TV shows that you will see, The Goddess, as well as CC Essentials on in Reds. A couple other things I can't tell. I want to tell them so bad because they're going to be like, ah! But Groovy Wine, one of our flavors, that I honestly just decided we're going to go hard with it. One of the flavors is CWC. And matter of fact, I think that might be our first one. That's how I'm looking at it. So that's one of the surprises. And we about to go hard with that. So thank y'all guys. As well as Zurich, Switzerland, I got to give a shout out to Lion Soul Gym. Thank y'all guys so much. Munich, Kia in Munich. She's a model. Kai, she's over in Amsterdam. Check her out. That's K-I-A-H. Kai. She's a pop singer, and she's doing big things. So definitely check her out. Shout out to Timmy Allen, formerly of Jive Records. He worked with Mr. Brown when he got signed. So thank you, bro, for giving me all your information. I mean, Kurt, that worked for Bad Boy as president, thank you for your information, as well as T Light from Philly International and the former president of Evelyn Champagne King. All three of those guys will be coming on, as well as a couple other people that's like really iconic in the industry. So thank y'all guys for all the love. All the different countries, too. I got a couple of homies from Africa and also in South America, Brazil. I can't forget Brazil. Maria and, Rachel Ortiz. Thank you so much for y'all love. All right. We're going down. But before we go anywhere, I definitely want y'all guys to let people know how they can get in contact with you. And Goddess, we're going to go first. And how we going to end the show, since none of y'all guys really heard my bro's music, we're going to play a song from Mr. Raw. But right now, give you a shout out and tell people how they can get in contact with you, Goddess.
Yes, you can reach me on Instagram at goddess_legba. I do not do business on Facebook. I'm going to say that again. I do not do business on Facebook, but you can reach me on Twitter at LadyE25, and I will check both my DM and my Twitter messages. First shout-out goes to God for all things are possible, and he created me to do his will. Jazzo, the Jazz's World International Team, my husband, Silent_Night_Security_Inc, Mr. Raw, FNX Fitness, Felony_Lock_Cobb for sending me an amazing beat, the Goddess Squad, which is Goddess Anya Yates and Aquarian Goddess TT. Hey, boo, my kids, and remember, all you young people that are listening, take the word can't out of your vocabulary. It is a four-letter bad word because it keeps your mind bound and your dreams suppressed.
True indeed. We're going to do Yolanda next.
For CC Essentials, the website is www.ccessentialsinc.com, and the email for us is ccessentialsinc@yahoo.com. We're both on Facebook and Instagram. And for my personal stuff, I'm under Black Love Child for both Facebook and Instagram. And Black is spelled BLAQUE, Love and Child.
You got any shout-outs, Yolanda?
I'm going to kind of expand on what God has said about the word can't. And what my mother used to tell me was, don't tell me what you can't do, show me what you can do. So for
well, show me that you got
there,
the
just,
shout out.
I give a shout out to, oh God, who can I give a shout out to? I guess for all the support we had over the weekend, for all the folks that we met, we talked to, had a laugh with, shook hands, you know, thank you all at the community outreach that we did over the weekend. That was beautiful. Thanks to my sister who walked around with me and Jazz for sweating with me, you know, through all that. You know, we had a good time. And to my family who was wondering where I was all that time, you know, thank you guys for understanding.
There you go. Come on, the marketing director, Miss Kiki.
Hey, y'all can reach me at Kiana Varen on Instagram, and that's spelled as Q as in Queen, I as in India, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, and A as in Apple. Again, Corinne is P as in Paul, E as in Edward, RRIN. The rest of the information Yolanda always provides, that's what she do. So you guys can reach us at the website that she announced. And I want to say I enjoy myself as well for the 51st anniversary, the reunion or whatever, you know what it's called. We did meet a lot of people. A lot of people spoke with us. They shook hands. Thank you for all the new listeners and the listeners that are here now. Thank you. Thank you so much. And shout out to my son and my grandchild. There you go.
She got real professional. Q as in Queen.
I knew he was going to say that.
It sounded so decent, though. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm like, damn, I'm ready to say that. J as in Jackass.
No, I spelled Kiana right.
I'm 70s baby. I'm gonna start doing that. Z as in zebra. The other Z is zebra. The O is octopus. There's O, Jazz, O. The big letters. All right.
We couldn't let this one go.
The damn cougar, man. Can't end this without a cat.
Let me speak for your cougars. She was itching, so she went to go take a shower. She said, tell everybody whatever that meow sound, that noise, she do the end and it's the round sound. I could do it like Ursa Kid, but I'm not doing it. So, just picture a cougar, and she feisty. So if you know my mom and never met my mom, she beyond a cougar, but, you know, she got it.
I'm like, look, we be like DMX, let us pray.
Yes, exactly. Jazz know my mom. She put the
Yo,
voice on
y'all
me.
Ever saw, hold on, y'all saw Belly? Y'all saw Belly?
Mom
like she like DMX girl. I told you I don't know no Kiana. Hey, please.
Hey,
I don't know no Kiana.
Yo.
Like,
you trying to choke me live on air? See?
Listen, it's real. He know that's my mom though. It's some real.
She had you talking up.
That means she
had you talking up a language. She had me look thinking like I. She had me over there thinking I was Indian. I started talking like. I don't know what to do. Man, install my camera.
Oh, my goodness. Don't give him no more wine.
He took the wine she made. Yolanda the next day, right? So I called me and Yolanda on the phone the next day. She's going to say, how was the wine? I said, what wine? She said, the one I gave Jeff. I said, he drank mommy wine and didn't even want to give me none of that. And he took his wine. Yes,
she said it was for me. She said, Jazz, this is for you. Oh, I was like, thank
you. Just had to be spoiled. Were you really going to play like that?
Right there.
Yeah, and then Yolanda.
Yolanda
was like,
Big Booty Judy.
Thank you.
No, Big Booty Judy.
First of all, when I dug it out, my little compartment in the van, everybody seemed shocked.
And you got it for me, and they were no.
I wasn't shocked.
Real quick, I want to cut off the binder.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she, look, it was a surprise for me, and it was so lovely that she brought me this wine.
Oh, you won't do that. You hit on my nerves.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Yolanda, for buying me wine, surprising me with the wine. So decent of you.
Oh,
really?
Oh,
really?
And you going to mute her out? Oh. Then put a bag on, because we ain't finished. We about
go ahead.
Hey, Yolanda, get him. Big Booty Judy, I always run.
First of all, how about when we was looking for stuff, I was like, all right, y'all want to pull this out now, because they're going to say something about me. I was like, they're going to say something about me, because I got wine in the car.
Is he hollering? See, don't give him no more wine.
You ain't done. My mama did
that's
that.
Why I
my mama
it.
Made that wine.
I took the wine. I took the wine because then they could look at me and they wouldn't blame you, my sister. I took it for you.
Yeah.
Come on. Look. Work with me, Yolanda. Right. Damn, come on. Stick together, man.
Because you didn't share the wine. She's going to call me
the
next
day. I didn't share
the
wine. For all the listeners, I know I did not share the wine. The wine is in my refrigerator right now. Very cool. That's why we're getting off the show early, because I'm going to drink the wine with a wine cup.
Billy, I want a glass, Billy. Billy, I want a glass.
My wine glass is in the freezer. I might pop that and be like, hello, top of the day to you.
Hey,
I can go down the basement.
Mama says she's going down the basement.
Jazz, Yolanda know, Big Booty Judy know about that basement. That's the room.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. That's the boom boom room. That's the boom boom room.
That's
when you can't take nobody's cornbread down there.
Nah, you can't turn no cornbread down there.
I said, then nobody ain't gonna take your cornbread. Boom.
You ain't never lied. Mr. Raw, Mr. Raw. You got any shout outs?
Mr. Raw, I'm sorry.
I love it. Y'all are family. Y'all do y'all thing. I definitely want to shout out and salute to all y'all on the panel because, you know, you got to have a family-orientated situation to make a good show go. And if it's not, you wouldn't have gone and came back and you're still doing your thing. Definitely, you can reach me, Mr. I'm MISTARAAW on Facebook. And then if you hit me on, well, I'm hardly ever on Twitter, but it's MRRAAW. And Instagram is MISTARAAW. Or you could check me out on the show tomorrow from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. You know, give us a call in, check us out, even send some of those music from all these lovely ladies. Send me some MP3 only to either DRTYBSMNT or RAW, RAAW, number 4. LIFE, or even wait a minute, just get Jazzo to load it in the queue. Yeah, because I want to hear some of y'all music. Yeah, I want to hear some of y'all music.
I'll be right there with you, Key. You know I'll be tuned
in.
Yeah,
but I said I like. Remember you played it, and I was like, oh, I was vibing to that. I was feeling it. So okay,
I got a lot of music. What he's gonna play for you now is probably we're not gonna come back after it, but y'all could call me tomorrow and let me know what y'all feel about it. It's a grown and sexy song.
Oh, most definitely
will.
I ain't gotta
speak all foul and foul for you to get the point. A grown man coming to a grown woman with some grown words. Just listen to the words and tell me what you think. It's called "Want My Way with You." And there you
I like
go.
The
That's
title.
Exactly what. Thank you.
Time for
thank
some cash here, y'all.
Honey, let me
there
get two bars
that
down.
Yes, and I'm so glad that y'all listen. I'm so glad that y'all listen to bars. And definitely shout out to my team over there on the other side, DJ Sincere, Red Girl Jones, my girl Reddy. We got Ben Buttons. We got Two-Face. We got so many people. I would love it for you guys to call over there during the time that we're doing our thing, too. You know, just make it a big old party.
Okay.
Yeah,
party.
Join. Definitely coming up. For people that's listening, we will be doing Philly meets Queens, and then we're gonna reverse it. We're gonna go up New York and do New York meet Queens, meet Philly. So definitely look out for that. Me and Rose Sincere gonna be working on those things as well. As,
I want to be a part
also,
of that. I'm from Queens.
You already are, bro. Believe me. I already plugged you. You in it like then it went.
Yeah, I'm a king out of Queens. I don't play
that.
What's
up? You ain't know, but you performing. And boom, boom.
Oh, shit.
No problem.
Yeah, we got to take him
no
to the
problem.
Boom, boom, boom. Y'all got to visit the boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Ooh.
Don't
try to
say nobody cornbread,
look,
I'm
look.
Telling y'all.
Surprise. That's how we gonna do it.
Hey, you already know.
Yeah, we ain't playing. But right now we about to go, y'all. I wanna thank all our listeners, all our followers, all our supporters for everything that y'all do every week, man. Anything that y'all doing, stay focused. You know what I mean? I'm going to say something to you guys, and I really need y'all all to listen all over from United States, South America, all the way down to Africa, Australia. Excuse me real quick, guys. Shout out to Sarah C. Doing big things. Y'all can check her out. Sarah C. Music. I mean, Australia. L.A. She's doing it big. Pop singer. The three L's, and the first one is loyalty. You gotta be loyal to yourself before you can be loyal to anyone else. The second L is learn.
learn everything you can. Everything is not of a negative connotation. You might, we might look at things in that aspect, but if it taught you something, then it's not negative. You went through it through growth and development. Now you have something to talk about. You know what I mean? So take that, because now you know what to do and what not to do. And that's how you take it. Don't take it as a bad thing. And the last one is legacy. We need to leave legacy for our family, our grandkids and our great-grandkids. You know what I mean? Our children. Leave a legacy. You know what I mean? Build me to add on to a foundation. When you don't add on, you subtract. And when you subtract, you destroy it. Learn when to subscribe. You know what I mean? Don't always destroy. Just lay that foundation down and build upon it. I want y'all to be a part of our movement, like me and Goddess always say, and the two queens, as well as the new cougar, and our brother that visited us today, that's going to be visiting us more often, because we're going to bring Mr. Royal back. You know what I mean? Educate, make results, and change lives. When you educate somebody, they make better results. When they make better results, they change their life and the lives of people around them. Yo, y'all have a blessed week. Keep the Almighty with you, and everything else going to come bad. All right? We about to listen to my bro real quick. That's how we end it, with some pleasantry and some love and devotion right here on Dirty Basement, Jazz's World International. Yeah. Remember that word, international.
Jazz-o.
Good night, everybody.
Plan your work and work your plan. That goes without saying.
There you go. And what would you say? Want my way? Y'all heard them women. You heard them. Y'all heard the women.
Yes,
you
sir.
Said want my.
Yes.
Want my way. Mm-hmm.
That's that Kashmir talking. You got
Kashmir. I look at you.
And
I can't picture me not having my way. It's a C-roll. I gotta express myself. So I hope you get swift. Pretty lady, let the loving commence. Don't act dense with no suspense. I'ma make your whole body tense by giving more than my 2 cents about the situation with no manipulation, cause I'm equipped with patience. Label me doctor, call this my practice. I'm the director of this, for you I'm an actress. If I'm the box spring, then you're my mattress. You're my wide receiver, catch all the passes. With no glasses, I can clearly see the future. Incision inside of your mind without using the suture. I salute you and think the day that you was born. Let me ignite the fire of passion so we can get it on. Consider it porn, with no lights, with no camera, just action. With no distraction, more than a fraction, in an orderly fashion. And the closed caption to this coming attraction, this ain't simply smash. And I'm not here to play with you, I know it's true. So when you think about it all day, I just walk my way.
Walk my way with you. Walk my way with you.
I'm not done, there's more. You know there's always more when it comes to raw. Listen. Sexy miss, let the lover continue. What's on the venue? I got an appetite for love. You're on the menu, and I intend to complete any given task. Your wish is my command. All you gotta do is ask. I can do it fast, or take it real slow. Just waiting for you to give me the green light to go. You're dealing with the pro in certain categories. True, actual, factual, no fictional story. I can show you way more than I can tell you. Oh hell, you drive me crazy straight to Bellevue. And in a good way, I know that you could say the very same. While you calling out my name, pleasure is the aim, and satisfaction is the claim. And for this addiction, there's no one to blame. And lust we trust is the name of the game. It's a must that we just keep it hot like a flame. So keep an eye out, so we never let it die out. Cause I
want my way with you.
And I'm not here to play with you, I know it's true. So when you think about it all day, I just walk my way.
Walk my way with you. Walk my way with you.
Don't worry, baby. You can get your way with me too. It's a two-way street.
How you like that?
I need you with that cashmere.
I do.